From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barakat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the testamentary trustee and the ninth successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. He was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Scholars, jurisprudents, narrators of traditions, and learners of wisdom and sciences came to Imam al-Jawad to drink from the pure fountain of his sciences and cultures. Jurisprudents have reported much from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam concerning the various verdicts of the Islamic Sharia, worships, mu'amalat, the different business dealings, and other branches of jurisprudence, and all have been recorded in the encyclopedias of jurisprudence and hadith.
Parts of Ziyarat texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find that in one such dialogue, a theologian slash philosopher asked Imam al-Jawad an interesting question. Now, before he asked this specific question, he had already asked another question in which Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam had profoundly answered the question to the point where the questioner was astonished at the vast knowledge of Imam al-Jawad. The questioner followed up and asked Imam al-Jawad, "How is our Lord called the All-Hearing?" Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied, "Nothing that is perceived by ears is unperceivable by Allah. Though we do not describe Allah of having the sensible hearing in the head, also we call Allah as all-seeing, because nothing that is seen by the eyes is invisible to Him, such as colors, people, and other things, though we do not describe Allah of having eyes. We find, dear friends, that in the era of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was a time when different philosophical schools of thought had come up, various books had already been translated from across the world, and so new and different questions regarding the tenets of Islam were prevalent in society. One such idea and concept was the explanation of Tawheed and Islamic monotheism. And so here the questioner asked about why and how is Allah called the All-Hearing? And Imam al-Jawad replied and truly showed us this image and this concept of Islamic Tawheed, this Islamic monotheism as it should be, saying that though Allah does not have ears, but the one who created ears is the one who is able to hear everything. And also, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam continued and said, as far as Allah being all-seeing, a witness to everything, He witnesses everything since He is the creator of the physical eye, yet He does not have the physical eye. For the creator cannot be like the created. The beautiful words of Tawheed, this is dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our imams, the ninth imam is the first, whose imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let us go to the hadith of the imam, where imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. وَالشُّكْر زِينَةُ الْغِنَىٰ Allah says, even those who are blessed with affluence. Ghina means to be free from need. That is how we would technically define ghina. Ghani is somebody who doesn't need anyone. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the time. And so, this is the opposite of that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to someone, He is going to test him in a different way. And this is where Imam is saying, وَالشُّكْر زِينَةُ الْغِنَىٰ Gratitude or thankfulness is the beauty of affluence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave you. Yes, you worked hard. You know, it's your knowledge, expertise, hard work. But remember, hard work is yours, result is mine. There are thousands of people who do hard work. But not every effort, you know, brings fruit at the end. That is where we have to realize we can do whatever is within our means, but the results are not guaranteed. That's where from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah says, you know, be grateful to me, be thankful. Now, thankful doesn't mean only saying shukran lillah and alhamdulillah, or just to write at the top of the entrance of the house, hadha min fadli rabbi. It's good. I'm not saying that's bad or makruh or anything, no. But shukr doesn't mean just saying alhamdulillah. Shukr actually means to use the wealth that Allah has given to us in the right way. To pay the dues which are there, you know, from all different angles. And to use it according to the way which is acceptable and halal. And to share it with those who are less fortunate in the society. And this is where we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He talks about shukr in Quran in Surah Ibrahim, ayat number 7, where He says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you thank me, I'm going to increase your wealth. And what happens? When he increases, you have to thank him again. When you thank him again, Allah says, I will increase more. So it's basically an ongoing process. And this is where we have to realize, shukr doesn't only mean saying Alhamdulillah, rather using it in the right way and with all the huquq being paid from the wealth that Allah has given to us.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.